Ramadan. Happy Ramadan. And Lent, I guess, too. Yeah. It's Palm Sunday. Coming up. Ramadan.
Mm-hmm. Popcorn and a Coke, please. And what can that possibly mean? You know what it's like to eat lots of popcorn, but have nothing to drink along with it. Well, our essay is about thirst. We'll read it in a moment. First, our word list. Read with me. Number one, thirst. Two, salt. Three, liquid. Four, increases. Five, satisfy. Read with me. Thirst. As a rule, it is not the lack of water in the human body that causes thirst. We may drink a great deal of liquid and not easily satisfy our thirst. A person adrift at sea, suffering from thirst, must not drink sea water. Study the word thirst. Which word is the word thirst? Write just the letter A, B, C, or D for number one. B is correct. A is thrust. C is this. And D is third. Salt. It is usually the amount of salt in the human body that causes thirst. Extra salt in our body must be flushed away before thirst will disappear. For number two, which of the words on the screen is the word salt? D, salt. D is correct. A is stale, B is sail, and C is stall. Read with me. Liquid. We may drink a good deal of liquid and not easily satisfy our thirst. Our body may be in no need of water, yet now it fairly cries out for liquid. She went on a liquid diet. Study the word liquid. For number three, which word is liquid? C is correct, liquid. A is lighted, B is linking, and D is limped. Read with me. Increases. The more seawater a man drinks, the more his need increases. Drinking seawater increases the body's need for water. Careful practice increases skill. Study the word increases. For number four, which word is increases? B is correct, increases. A is increase. C is increased. And D is increasing. Satisfy. We may drink a good deal of liquid and not satisfy this strong thirst. We all know a human being cannot satisfy his need for water by drinking sea water. It seems I can never satisfy them. Study the word satisfy. Number 5. Which word on the screen is satisfy? Satisfy. D is correct. Satisfy. A is satin. B, satellite. C, satchel. Popcorn and a Coke, please, or else thirst. Let's read about thirst. No man can survive for 3 weeks without water. For 17 days, yes, it's been done. But much beyond that, it can't be done. For if an adult loses more than one-fifth of the permanent water supply in his body, after painful thirst, he will die. But normally, it is not the lack of water in the human body that causes thirst. It is the amount of salt. For example, we eat a quantity of peanuts, popcorn, or any heavily salty food. Our body may be in no need of water at the time. Nevertheless, now it almost cries out for liquid. And we may drink a good deal of liquid and not easily satisfy this strong, sudden thirst. For the extra salt in our body must be flushed away before this great desire for water will disappear. We all know a human being cannot satisfy his body's needs for water by drinking seawater. But just why can't he? Well, 1 quart of seawater contains about 35 grams of salt, much more than the human body needs. But in flushing away this quantity of excess salt, a person needs to drink 2 quarts of water. A person adrift at sea, suffering from thirst, who finally gives in and drinks sea water, is immediately multiplying his body's need for water. And the more he drinks, the more that need increases. The salt in his blood is now overwhelming the water in his blood, and so his body responds by demanding more water to flush out the salt. But as we said, drinking more seawater only increases the demand, increases the thirst, until that painful thirst becomes unbearable. On the other hand, the albatross, a seabird, can safely drink seawater because its nostrils are equipped with special glands which draw out of its blood all excess salt and eliminate it. The kangaroo rat, a desert creature, can be trained to drink seawater safely because this animal needs almost no water to live. But it can use a good deal more salt than it ordinarily receives. This camel is comparatively unaffected by thirst because its temperature can rise slowly to 105 degrees in the full desert sun before it begins to lose precious water by perspiration. And after 3 weeks without fresh water, a camel is quite alive and active, though it may have lost one-third of its body water. Remember, a man will die if he loses one-fifth of his body weight by water. But the camel can lose much more, one-third, and not be affected. Which reminds us that in our time, the human race could surely use some of the characteristics of the albatross, the kangaroo rat, and the camel. For today, in the United States alone, 200 million people each year use up about one-seventh of all the fresh water available in this country. But 360 million Americans in the year 2000 will require one-third of all the fresh water available here, and the population will go on increasing. And so, of course, will the greater need for fresh water. Men must soon learn to remove the salt from seawater and learn a way to transport that water to people inland without great cost. They must learn to do this, and they are learning. Or animals, like the albatross and the kangaroo rat, will, quite unexpectedly, inherit the earth. Now, for your questions. 6. Ordinarily, the thirst a person feels has more to do with A. the salt, or B. the lack of water in his body. Which is more correct, A or B? A is correct for number 6. Remember the line from the essay, "Normally, it is not the lack of water in the human body that causes thirst. It is the amount of salt." Number 7. A human being cannot satisfy his body's need for water by drinking seawater because seawater has too much salt. Is this sentence true or false? True is correct. Seawater contains much more salt than the human body needs. Number 8. The amount of fresh water that will be available in the future in the United States, A, is, or B, is not a serious problem for Americans. A is correct. Fresh water is becoming more scarce in our country as the population increases. It is a serious problem for the future. Number 9. No man can survive for 3 weeks without water. In this sentence, survive means A. eat salt, B. remain alive, C. live at sea. B is correct. To survive means to remain alive. Number 10. A person needs to drink 2 quarts of water to flush away this excess salt. In this sentence, excess means A, extra, B, seawater, C, white. A, excess means extra. Number 11. In the year 2000, Americans will require 1/3 of all the fresh water available here. In this sentence, require means A, destroy, B, have, C, need. C is correct. To require is to need. Number 12. Which word on the screen reminds you of a strong desire for water? C. Thirst is correct. The other two words are burst and first. Number 13. Which word goes best with pepper? A is correct. Salt and pepper. The other words are stall and slate. Number 14. Which letter is missing in the word liquid? The Q was missing in liquid. Number 15. Increases. Which two letters are missing for the word increases? CR was missing in increases. 16. Which word on the screen is the word satisfy? Satisfy. A is satisfy. The other two words are satisfied and satisfying. Now, add up your check marks for correct answers and put that total in the score box. And that completes this lesson.
My dolly's safe with oil heat. Daddy says it can't be beat. Mommy knows it's clean. That's true. Now I think oil heat's best, don't you?
For safe heat, use oil heat. Clean, convenient oil heat. Completely modern, completely automatic. Absolutely safe from basement to attic. Economical, dependable. You can rely on oil heat.
Now it's music till dawn. Music Till Dawn is 6 hours of everything that's great in modern radio entertainment. You'll hear news as it happens, sports scores, and information about what's going on in Toronto. There'll be lots of laughs, but mostly music. It's all brought to you by Craven A Cigarettes. So from now right up till 6 a.m., it's Music Till Dawn.
Hope you 如苦，何必要受苦？快向前走，找定你的生路，找定生路，要跨往不，要跨稳这步，才到安乐处。你要精心等，真的精神，要一步又一步，乘着你的精神，要快快迈开大步，难关渡，要求幸福，比起爱情辛苦。大丈夫要做大丈夫，快抬起头，还要高声欢呼，迈开大步就没拦阻，要迈开大步才到安乐处。你要精心等，振作精神，要一步又一步，乘着你的精神，要快快迈开大步，难关渡，要求幸福，比起爱情辛苦。苦何必要受苦，快向前走，找定你的生路，找定生路，要跨往不，要跨稳这步，才到安乐处。你要精心等，振作精神，要一步又一步，振作你的精神，要快快迈开大步，难关渡，要求幸福，比起爱情辛苦。大丈夫要做大丈夫，快抬起头，还要高声欢呼，迈开大步就没拦阻，要迈开大步才到安乐处。你要精心等，振作精神，要一步又一步，乘着你的精神，要快快迈开大步，难忘渡，要求
do. Your cheap heart will tell on you. Oh, your cheap heart, it's gonna tell on you.
When we eat, there are several reasons we like to flavor our food with seasons.
Seasons are things we add to food to make it incredibly yummily good.
One seasoning that is sure to please us is pepper, the spice that can really sneeze us.
Now, pretend that you are a pepper shaker. Bow low and run in one spot, kicking your legs up as high in the back as you can. This way, you'll sprinkle pepper all over the floor, which is really a plate of mashed potatoes. When the music stops, well, you know what pepper can make you do.
Some people find no fault with salt. Salt makes food sing, and without salt, some food tastes. Now move only your hands. First, show us with your hands how slow and plain a salad can taste without salt. Now add salt to the salad with your fingers. Now let your fingers and hands and arms dance like a sparkling salad with just enough shiny crystals of salt.
One for your face. You can move your lips and tongue and cheeks and eyes and even nose and ears to be the most sour of all seasonings, sour vinegar. A seasoning that tastes as good as it looks. Its color is bright red. Does red make you feel happy or unhappy?
That jolly seasoning is ketchup. Now you be a ketchup bottle. Touch the floor 3 times and then jump up in the air like this. 1, 2, 3, jump! Good again. 1, 2, 3, jump! And again, once more. 1, 2, 3, jump! Here comes the ketchup. Now dance all over to this ketchup concert and be sure to spread yourself all over the room.
a funny record, Bruce.
Why, Miss Nelson?
Well, I always thought that four seasons meant spring, summer, fall, and winter.
A million years have come and gone. The earth is shifting towards the sun. Synthetic atmosphere is lost and forces the computers off. Communications are confused. The tides reverse and start a chain reaction. The seismic has been salt, incredible results. It says we're losing our control, losing our control. The scientists around the world decipher everything they're told, but they don't really know, they don't really know. Instead of systematic, the news becomes erratic. No one can agree, no one can agree. The world is getting frantic as people start a panic. What does all this mean? The sun is moving closer and the atmosphere gets hotter as the system overloads, system overloads. Fighting these adverse conditions, loading for the expedition. Everyone must go, everyone must go. The fools at the university know where they won't live to be much older. Why do they remain? Why do they remain? Everything is ready, everyone that's coming has been safely brought on board. The time has come to leave again. Activate plan, returning to the universe. Give up the word, abandon earth. Magnetic fields surrounding us and pounding us, increasing as the ship is taking off. Ship is taking off. The electronic shields protect us from the heat. We're slowly breaking loose, slowly breaking loose. The ship is lifting higher, the earth is growing smaller as we leave the atmosphere, leave the atmosphere. We watch the earth get closer, getting closer, getting closer as it drifts into the sun. The time has come to leave again. Activate the NOAA plan. Returning to the universe, give out the word, abandon earth. The time has come to leave again. Activate returning to the universe. Give out the word, abandon earth. The time has come to leave.